I had a dream about you. I had this dream that we were together in a park. One of those new parks. You know, the one downtown? It's beautiful. It was late at night. The stars were out. I just remember holding your hand and walking through one part of the park and looking at you under the lights. So handsome, baby. It was such a nice night. The weather was perfect. The stars were out. I remember we were laughing about something. I don't know what, but we seemed very animated about it. Oh, I was holding your hand, and every once in a while you would squeeze it tight. Maybe pull me in a little closer to you, and we'd bump into each other, and I don't know, it was just a nice goofy time. And then we found a bench in a sort of remote area of the park. There, with my head on your shoulder. You know, it's one of those dreams that just feels so real when you're in it. And it's almost like I can still feel your fingertips on my arm. You were just sort of dragging your fingers from my elbow up to my shoulder and back again. And then from my elbow to my fingertips and back. And I leaned into you. You were so warm. And you put your arm around me. And I sort of buried my head in your chest. It was so perfect. Every once in a while, I would look up at you and just stare. You're just so handsome. Goodness. But then, you know, the way dreams progress, and I think maybe what I'd been thinking about during the day influenced my dreams, because then there was so many little kisses. I was in the perfect position to kiss your neck. Kiss right up behind your ear and nibble at your earlobe. So I did, because I just I can't help myself when it comes to you. And you put one finger under my chin and lifted my face so that my lips could meet yours. Told you it was a really good dream. making out with you under the stars. It was wonderful. I have to say, it did get a bit heated from there. I mean, dreams are where that stuff can happen, right? Your hand slapped my thigh. You just sort of traced circles on my upper thigh for a while. Kissed me. Oh. I kept telling you that we shouldn't be starting things we couldn't finish out at the park, but you didn't listen very well. You just kept inching your hand up my thigh. Stroked the edge of my panties. And I couldn't help it, so I slid my hand down over your groin, and I just had to see if I was having an effect on you. And apparently I was. You know, the thing about dreams, though, is sometimes you don't quite get that happy ending. The alarm went off just as you were sliding a finger inside the elastic of my panties. What a shame. I had so many ideas for you in that park. Maybe tonight the dream will pick up exactly where it left off, and I can have my way with you on that park bench. I mean, I might have woken up in a